Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in time for a daily editorial. You know, I read this morning when I was prepping for the show how Salman Rushdie got stabbed on stage by a very adamant Muslim. And I think that is a really, really negative attitude on the part of the Muslim. And the reason I say that is because, you know, we have discussions almost constantly in the schools in the United States about the Crusades. The Crusades really have some very negative aspects about the Catholic Church. There's no question about that. And yet, the lectures on the Crusades go on, and it's probably very important, I would have to say, to people listening to those lectures, because they understand what happened, and what happened was really probably wrong, and I can say that as a Catholic Christian. Some negative actions were taken. Some very negative actions are going on by Muslims, and I think that free speech in the United States allows lectures like that by people from the Muslim faith like Salman Rushdie to express their opinions. If hundreds of people want to go and see that, that's their benefit. That's their choice. Jimmy, what's your thought on that?
So Salman Rushdie, he's the guy that wrote the book Satanic Verses, which basically identified, you know, actual parts of the Quran that were somewhat satanic in the view and the idea. And from that, 1989, the Ayatollah in Iran issued a fatwa, you know, offering money for him to be killed. Right. And of course, there's been money raised even up until 2016 to have him killed. And that's actually because of this, you know, the whole idea that somehow you can't, you know, deface the thought of, or the, you know, of defraud Allah and the Muslim faith, which is really, really opposite of the whole idea of free speech.
Correct.
But what's happening, I've talked about it before, but even in our own little newspaper there in Blaine, Washington, the Northern Light, I remember reading a couple of years ago, a woman writing in saying, you know, we must protect free speech, but we can't accept offensive speech. And that's the actual problem. Too many people think that you shouldn't offend anybody by what you say.
Right.
And then what we're seeing with this act is finally the culmination of the silencing and hatred of people's ideas and thoughts. And that's what we cannot accept.
Right.
It's not offensive speech is someone else's judgment, someone else's belief, someone else's thought. And who makes the determination of what's offensive? That's no one does. Or if someone does, they're going to have an agenda. And
right.
If they have an agenda, they're going to silence you. Mm-hmm. And if they're going to silence you, this is what we're seeing in America right now, across the board, where people are pushing these agendas to silence ideas and silence thoughts. And that is absolutely destructive to humanity.
You know what? We've been talking about this not for a very long period of time, but I think you make a really good point, Jim, and on this one I agree with you 100%. Final thoughts, my man.
Well, I did, you know, I, for the weekend show that's coming up tomorrow, I mentioned a little bit about Alex Berenson. Alex Berenson was a New York Times reporter. He's written a number of books. He was he started out, I think, in Dayton or something like that, but very well respected, a lot of books, science editor. Talked a lot about COVID during the COVID. And you know what? The Biden regime actually went to Twitter and said, how come you haven't canceled him yet? When you go to the Wikipedia page, you look up what the bio on Alex Berenson, one of the first comments is, oh, Alex Berenson, journalist, he gave out false information on COVID. He did not give out false information on COVID. He gave out true information on COVID that was against the narrative, and the Biden administration, against all rule of law, specifically outlined in the Constitution, used their government influence to silence speech. This is what we're facing in America right now. The Department of Justice silencing people's ideas and thoughts by intimidation, by big corporate media silencing people's views and ideas because they don't agree with them or because it's not financially to their advantage.
Right.
This is what's destroying America right now. This is what we have to stand up against.
Going on every day in America, and I agree with you 100%, Salman Rushdie made a very good point. The incident with Salman Rushdie made a really good point. Jimmy, thanks so much, man.
Yeah, I hope he makes it. And oh my God, do we have to keep standing up for the rights of individuals to have different thoughts and ideas.
There you go, bud. Thanks, Jim.
Yep.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back in a moment.